三年多的这个行前，大概的行前。
Yesterday we covered from the birth of Jesus until he was 30 years old, where he began his ministry, and 3 years afterwards, throughout his ministry, just a brief account.
他要出来传道以前，就先接受这个施洗约翰的洗礼，以后禁食40天，然后呢就受这个魔鬼的试探。
After he was taught in the synagogues, and then he went out to the desert for 40 days and nights, and then he was tempted by Satan, and then he was ready for his ministry.
说起来，主耶稣的这个工作时间呐，太短，我们感觉太短。
The period which Jesus worked on this earth is, we can say, it's too short.
可是他做了这个非常有价值最有价值的最有意义的工作。
But what he did in that short period is the most meaningful.
尤其带给我们人类最大的福气。
And it brought to humankind the greatest blessings.
人生当然我们都盼望能够多活几岁的。
Men often feel they want to.Get closer to longevity.
像我现在虽然说70多岁，我也求主耶稣给我多活几岁。
Even at my age, I still ask Jesus for a few more years.
但是，我求主耶稣给我多活几岁，不等几岁了我就想，就是主耶稣还没来，宁可活到像我爸爸活到96岁。
I ask for God for a few years, and I think about when Jesus is going to come again, and then I think back to my dad who lived up to 96, and I want to get up to that age too.
但是我盼望的是说，主耶稣给我身体好，能够多参与主的圣工。
But my desire to God is that He gives me enough health so that I can continue to participate in working for Him.
不是说要活在这个世界去。享受的或者这个游山玩水的日子不是
Not just to live in this world longer just enjoy my old age or to enjoy anything of this world
但是人的价值好像一本书一本书的价值不在乎这个厚或者这个薄是看它的内容
It's like aMan's values can be written into a book. It doesn't matter how thick that or thick or thin that book is. It's what's contained in that book.
人生的价值是这样子。
Human
不一定活得很久就很有意义，很有价值。
Human values are just the same. The longer you live does not mean more meaningful your values are.
不过活得有意义的这种生活能够长久那更好了。
But if you live a meaningful life and you're able to extend that, then how great that would be.
那我们把主耶稣这个传道的过程已经有个概念。现在我们要看，这个主耶稣传道期间得从各方面来看看他，就是说，在这个第二位说主的工作面面观对各方面来看主耶稣传道期。
After we have covered a brief synopsis of Jesus' ministry, now we delve into the more specialized area and looking at specific aspects of his ministry.
之前有一个第五条哈，主耶稣的受难至升天，这个我需要扼要的来讲一讲，就是这个米亚大米的主的工作。面面观之前有个第五条
It's just before the essence of his ministry number 5 which is his suffering and resurrection
第五条就是主耶稣的受难至升天
That is talking about the sufferings he endured and his resurrection
这段就是主做主耶稣最后的那一个礼拜和他复活以后的事情
This records the last week of Jesus' life on earth and the account of his resurrection.
那主耶稣最后的一个礼拜，我们昨天也看过了，就从马太二十一章啊第一节开始。
From Matthew 21 describes Jesus these last few days.
他真的以君王的身份呐、啊、进入耶路撒冷。
He entered Jerusalem under a status of a king.
所以欢迎他的人不是像现在铺红地毯，是用自己的衣服啊铺在路上，让主耶稣过去。
And the way they receive majesty back then is not with any red carpet, but with their own clothing laid upon the road for the king to walk on.
这个是可以说最高的崇敬，比红地毯更表现出他们对耶稣的尊敬。
This can be considered the utmost expression of respect to a king.
那之后，主耶稣他就被捕了，就在圣餐的那个晚上。
And then we go to the night of the Last Supper.
所以办圣餐以后，就到克西马尼园去，在那里祷告三次。
Following the Last Supper, he proceeded to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed three times there.
那个三次的祷告内容都是一样。
All three prayers had the same content.
我们请看路加福音，这个马太福音啊。
Matthew.
马太福音的二十六章。
Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
三十六节开始，主耶稣到在克西马尼祷告。
From 36, it counts Jesus' prayers in Gethsemane.
那看四十四节。
Please refer to verse 44.
耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。这三次祷告的内容啊，都是一样。
The contents of these three prayers were the same.
到底他祷告的内容是什么
？What exactly is his content of his prayer？
看三十九节
，from 39，
说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我；然而不要照我的意思，就要照你的意思。”这个杯就是十字架的苦杯。
This cup refers to the sufferings of crucifixion.
就是说，为了人类的得救，假使不需要我啊，为人类来被钉十字架，父啊，求你不要让我被钉十字架。
That is to say, he's saying to the Father, if it's possible that all mankind can be saved, yet without me having to be nailed to the cross.
因为这个是很可怕的痛苦。
Because this is a terrifying suffering.
但是我们人类的罪。没有无罪的主耶稣替我们，来受刑罚，无法得到赦免。
If our sins are not atoned by a blameless and sinless Jesus being crucified, then our sins cannot be redeemed.
因此，他最后一句话还说：“长老不要照我的意思，啊，只照你的意思。”
Yet he continued to say that not according to my will, but according to yours.
这是主耶稣的这个。顺服啊，绝对的顺服的表现。
This is Jesus' ultimate submissiveness to the Father.
被召的人应该要绝对的顺服造物主。
The createe should be completely submissive to the Creator.
亚当的失败就是不顺服神的话。
The downfall of Adam was that he did not obey. He did not submit to God.
那主耶稣是绝对的顺服，所以。保罗说：“耶稣顺服至死，甚至死在十字架。”
And Jesus was the ultimate expression of submissiveness, as Paul described him as.
这个有两重重大的意思：顺服到死，另外一个是说，且死在十字架，不是普通的死。
The two aspects of this description from Paul is that he is submissive to death.He dies for the Father, and he's willing also to die in the most terrifying manner.
我们今天做神的儿女，我们很需要 对这个顺服的道理啊，再思想一下，那么检查自己到底我有没有顺服主。
Today being the children of God, we have to contemplate on this concept of submissiveness and ask ourselves whether we are really submissive to God.
我们人有人的软弱啊，所以有自己的意见。但是我们的意见不一定合乎主耶稣的意见。
We have our weaknesses, and along with it, we have our opinions. But do we ask whether our opinions matches God's?
在那个时候是有一个选择。那你要选择的应该是主的旨意，主要你走的路。
So when there's a choice of choosing whose will, whose opinion, you have to seek only God's will.
但是常常主耶稣要你走的路是很在你看起来很艰难。
But often the way that Jesus chose for you to go is one that seems very difficult for you to take on.
那时候你自然会对主祈求。可是你还是要尊重看主的意思怎么样。
At the time, you may plead to God, but however, but you still have to seek His will and follow His will.
你们有没有想过，到底主耶稣要你一辈子走什么路啊？
Have you ever thought what Jesus wants you specifically to do with your life?
你一定要去想，想清楚。
You have to ponder this question. You have to be clear of this question.
像使徒行传二十二章第十节，保罗问主说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
Like in Acts 22 verse 10, Paul asked God, "God, what shall I do?"
就是主，你离我的生命，你没有把我毁灭掉，到底你要我做什么？
His reasoning was the fact that you preserved my life. I'm still living today. What do you want me to do?
我想你们都有你的理想。
I'm sure everyone has their ideals here.
我将来要怎么样，要做什么，做什么一大堆啊。
What I seek to do, what I want to do in my future.
但是说起来，我们没有权利主张自己，因为我们活着是主给我们活着。
But if we think about it, we don't have control over any of that because we live only because God allows us to.
那你到今天有没有想过，主耶稣到底要你走哪一条路？
Up to today, have you ever thought what way God wants you to tread?
你一定要去察言，要明白，要顺服，那这样子才没有辜负耶稣救你，给你活在世界的这个恩典。
You have to go search that question. You have to find out and be clear of that question, or else you will not be worthy of the life that God has given you.
你不要一辈子都照着你的情意啊，你的想法混着日子。
You should not just live the days of your lives just going according to whatever your lusts and desires take you.
主耶稣他祷告三次，因为他挣扎很大。
Jesus prayed three times because he was very anxious.
但是既然人类的都就需要他的牺牲，他就是接受，所以他求神给他力量，汗流满面的祷告。
But because he knows the whole world's fate depends on him, so he just simply asks for God for strength to go through this hardship.
我们人是有肉体和灵魂的，所以人犯罪受刑罚，肉体灵魂都要受刑罚。
We are human beings and we carry both flesh and soul. So when we are judged, when we die and we're judged, both of those will be judged.
所以主耶稣在十字架上肉体啊为我们受最可怕的刑罚，所以肉体的痛苦哈，最痛苦就是被钉十字架。
And Jesus, what he suffered on the cross was the greatest suffering physical body can encounter.
有的人说肚子痛很苦，我有看过一个人呐、啊，我的隔壁的。
Some people say stomach aches are very terrible to endure.
我的隔壁不是我的家的隔壁，是华人教会的隔壁。那隔壁那一个人呢、啊？肚子痛啊，哎呀，打转啊，哭得要命啊，整个晚上。
I know a man who lived in the neighborhoods of the Hualien Jiao Church, and when he has a stomach ache, he cries, he turns, he can't sleep throughout the night.
当然，肚子痛应该是很痛啊，我不晓得了。
I admit that stomach aches, of course, would have a lot of
头痛也是应该很痛的。
A lot of pain, or headaches are very terrible.
牙齿也是一样。
Toothaches the same.
或者做一个苦工也是苦的。 但是最苦最可怕的就是被钉十字架。
But no matter what pains are you talking about, nothing compares to the pain suffered when you're nailed to the cross.
主耶稣被钉十字架受那些苦就是替我们受刑罚。 所以以赛亚53篇就很详细地记载这些事情。
Isaiah 53 describes exactly how Jesus suffered all that physical suffering for on our behalf, on our, for our sake.
我们请看以赛亚书53章。
Please turn to Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah 53.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以赛亚书53章第4节念到第6节。
Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6.
53章第4节。
Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
主耶稣是担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Jesus, without blame, has taken the pain that we are supposed to suffer.
替我们受鞭打，受刑罚，甚至于死。
He was punished, he was flogged on our behalf, he died on our behalf.
一个青年，妈妈怎么叫，都叫不动，不来教会。
There was a youth, no matter how his mother pleaded with him, he simply would not come to church.
书也不好好地念，所以父母亲很伤心。
And he did not go through school seriously, and his parents were very worried.
但是他一个很爱主、很敬虔的妈妈。
But his mother was one who was devout and had faith in God.
他妈妈的盼望不是孩子在世界的成功，说起来世界的成功啊。 世界没有成功，也没有失败的。我告诉你们
，His mother's hope was not for her son to succeed in this world. In my opinion, there is no failure or success in this world.
就是怎么讲呢？人生啊，空手来，空手走。人生是以这个零啊开始，以零结束了，不是吗
？Human life starts with zero, that is empty, and human life will end with empty hands as well, another zero.
这当中的追求啊。 好像狗在追火车一样的
And all the pursuits in between these two zeros, it's like a dog chasing a train.
结果还是落空的。我们你们年轻人应该有思想，但是你们要深刻的去思想，不但现在年轻的时候要去思想一辈子，甚至死后的事情。
While you're still young, I'm sure you think, but I urge you to think into your future, to think seriously into your future.
所以你就是单追求这个世界的名利享受啊，你的人生是绝望的，你将死的时候是后悔的，但是来不及。If you
set your life to be one of pursuing the things of this world, then all your life will be pursuing, yet your result will be one of regret.
所以我盼望你们呢，要多去思想神的话，多去思想自己的日子。So
I urge you to think about your lives, think about your futures, think about yourselves.
将死没有地狱的刑罚，耶稣何必被钉十字架？
If there is no such punishment awaiting us, then why did Jesus have to go through all that?
耶稣被钉十字架不是表演的，那种表演谁要？
Jesus did not just go through a play or acting of being crucified.
他是替我们受刑罚的。
He took the punishment that was awaiting us.
那么他的灵也为着我们下阴间。
And his spirit went into Hades on our behalf.
所以12点到下午3点啊，天地黑暗。那么差不多3点的时候，主耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”那个时候是主耶稣为着我们对被神撇下离弃，结果是长了阴间的死位。12
noon to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the whole land went dark as Jesus' soul went into Hades. And after that, his soul cried out to God, My God, why have you forsaken me? because he truly tasted what it feels like when God forsakes you.
但是因为他的死给我们打开了通天国的道路。
But through his death, the way, the hope for us to heaven was opened.
所以在主耶稣七段的时候，马太27:50记载，这个圣殿哦，住圣所和圣所之间有个幔子，这个幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And at that moment, as in the account of Matthew in chapter 27, the time when Jesus gave up his spirit, the veil in the temple that separates the Holy of Holies separated into two.
那希伯来书第十章十九节解释，这个幔子是耶稣的身体，耶稣破碎他的身体，给我们开一条啊，通住圣所神面前的道路。
And Hebrews 9 verse 19 describes that this veil is Jesus Christ's body as it's broken for us so that a way may be opened for our hope.
就是耶稣像以利亚传道以后升天，我们今天没有多久的道路。
If Jesus, like Elijah, simply just was taken up to heaven and without going through all this, then we have no hope today.
所以通天国这个道路是主耶稣啊，受尽万苦为我们开的。因此耶稣说我就是道路。
So the fact that we have this hope, this way to heaven today, is because Jesus chose to go through all this.
没有接着我不能到父那里去。
For he said himself, I am the way, no one goes see the Father except through me.
虽然现在有许多种的宗教啊，尤其好像回教啦、佛教啦、印度教，就是比较大派的。
Today there are many religions, popular religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islamic.
他们的热心啊，他们的牺牲啊，是很了不起的。但是不接受耶稣啊，绝不能到天国去的。
Their sacrifices, their belief is very commendable, but without Jesus, you cannot get to heaven.
所以我们要非常感谢主的恩典啊，我们要再一次的认识啊，这个得救的重要啊，那么得救的进路。
So we have to be clear understanding this way that Jesus has opened for us and appreciate
it.
Our church always talk about salvation. We talk about remitting of sins, having our sins washed by baptism. But those are not just empty talk, for we have evidence in the last 4 years. The trips I made to China, at least 4 trips, I've seen from baptism people who just simply are lame and they go into their baptism, come out walking. This is evidence to us. And once we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moves us, and that's another evidence to us of our faith.
所以我们要看清楚，我们要感谢主，主拣选了我们，我们找到这个真教会，已经走在这个得救的这个路上。
So we have to be very clear that we should be appreciative of this fact that we are on the right path. We have this hope.
我刚才说那个青年呐、妈妈怎么教都教不动的啦，但是感谢神了、有一天晚上，他在梦中啊，看到主耶稣。
For the youth that I mentioned that would not go to church, no matter what his mother did, one night he had a dream and he saw Jesus.
他看到主耶稣被钉在十字架，那一直流水，他的主耶稣的脸被打得肿起来，眼睛都睁不开的。
He saw Jesus nailed to the cross, dripping blood, and he saw that Jesus' face was beaten, swollen to the point that his eyes cannot even be opened.
那给他很伤心的是。十字架旁边显示几个字，说我为你如此受苦，你为我做些什么？
And in his dream, in his vision, besides the cross, he saw the words that says, I have did this for you, what have you done for me?
这个青年在梦中哭起来。
And in his dreams, he started to weep.
他妈妈醒过来。
And his mother was awakened by this.
妈妈说什么的？
She said, what's wrong?
他就把刚才所看的异象告诉妈妈。
And he shared with his mother what he just dreamt of.
从此这个青年改变了，非常的爱主，走上主喜欢的道路。
From that point on, he went back on the path of God, the path that pleases God.
什么给他改变呢？
What changed him?
就是主的爱。
The love of Jesus.
保罗也是一样。
Same as Paul.
保罗是最反对主耶稣的。
Paul was the number one opposer of Jesus.
他用武力要消灭耶稣的教会。
He would do anything to destroy the church of Jesus.
使徒时代迫害教会，保罗是带头啊。
In the apostolic era, when the church was being persecuted, Paul was the one causing it.
但是这么坏的反对耶稣的保罗，后来成为最爱主的保罗。
But the transformation went from the one who persecuted the most to the one who loves God the most.
什么改变他？
What changed him?
就是耶稣的爱。
The love of Jesus.
他以前不晓得耶稣爱他。
Before, he had no idea that Jesus loved him.
他后来明白耶稣爱他。
Later, he understood that.
所以他的一切都改变了。
Everything about him changed.
他所说的耶稣的爱是什么呢？
What sort of love of Jesus is he referring to?
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Please refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
五章的十四节和十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all.That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
他说基督的爱感动。他所说的基督的爱到底是指做什么呢？
He said the love of God compels me. What is he talking about?
就是耶稣替我死。
The fact that Jesus died for him.
没有一个比这个爱更大。
No greater love is that than one who died for another.
因耶稣替他死，所以他才有永生的盼望。
Because Jesus died for him, that's why he has the hope of eternal life.
因此他说，我们要为耶稣活着。
Therefore, he says, we should live for Christ.
我们弟兄姊妹，你是不是很清楚，很感谢主耶稣这种大爱？
Brothers and sisters, are you clear of the love of God for love of Jesus towards you and what it is about?
青年人不要糊里糊涂的混头日子。
Young people should not just live their days frivolously.
尤其我们一个基督徒。
Especially when you're a Christian.
和外邦人一样的盲目的这个过日子，这个太可惜。
We simply waste our days like any other worldly person. It's too much of a waste.
耶稣两个答案，最大的就是为我死。
There's two great loves that Jesus has shown us. One is he died for us so that we can have hope.
第一是耶稣为我死就有永生。第二是什么？
First is Jesus died for me so that I can have eternal hope.
你心里回答一下，和我的答案是不是一样？给你活着，给我活着，不是吗？
You answer in your own heart to see whether you have the same answer as me.I feel the second love of Jesus is the fact that he allows us to live.
你有没有想过?
Giving us life, that's a great grace by itself.
没有生命一切就完了。
Without life, you have nothing.
你有许多许多的理想。
You have all your idealities.
你假如病倒了，甚至死掉了。
If you fall sick right now, you die. What do you have now?
谁给你活着?
Who allows you to live?
你有没有想过?
Have you ever thought of that?
耶稣给你活着。
Jesus allows you to live.
你有没有天天感谢他?
Do you thank him daily for that?
我很怕我们基督徒有些年轻的人呢，醉生梦死了，糊里糊涂的过日子。
I fear that the young people today, for the possibility that they may be overwhelmed by this world and not realize how they're spending their days.
那为什么耶稣给我们活着了？好多好多比你年轻的已经死掉了。
The fact that Jesus allows us to live, and the fact that many our age have died already.
我最近去新加坡马来亚那边的一个姊妹啊，19岁，啊，我的朋友的小姐，19岁就死掉。
I recently went to Singapore, Malaysia area, and one of my friend's daughter, who's only 19, she died.
她在马来西亚大学念书的。
And she was a student at the University of Malaysia.
她爸爸妈妈很伤心,她说很意外的,忽然啊,生了什么癌症,过不到3个月就死掉了。
Her parents could not understand that at such a tender age, with cancer, she died just like that.
我们今天能够有美好的健康,不是你保养的了。Today
we have health, it's not because you maintained it or you caused it.
当然我们要照顾自己。
Of course, we should take care of
ourselves.
But today, the fact that you live is a grace from Jesus.
那也是救你,给你活着,你应该为着耶稣活着,这是保罗的勉励,也应该这样子。
Here, Paul encourages us in his reasoning is that Jesus died for you to, so that you can have life, so you should live for Christ.
我们要一个改变,从神的话来改变自己。
We should have some changes in our lives to match Jesus' life.
所以我们要了解主耶稣的一生啊，他的工作当然非常重要，但是最重要的是主耶稣替我死这一件。So
we should understand Jesus in his ministry, all his works, they're important, but most important is that you understand Jesus died for you and he loves you.
那今天就要我们信他做救主，我们来接受洗礼，我们就真的白白得到赦免。
Today, the fact that we come to be baptized and we have this hope, our sins are remitted, all these things are simply grace to us. And having the Holy Spirit to evidence to us that we are His children. So we have to thank Him for that. So as we search and learn about his whole life, the most important is those last few moments, why did he allow himself to be nailed to the cross? Here's a little assignment which I'll give you 3 days to do because you have other things to do.
根据马太福音26章47节到27章35节。
The assignment is on the page 3, in the last part of section A, and the verses needs to be corrected. It's Matthew 26, verse 47, to chapter 27, verse 35.
对,那个26章5节,不对的,47节。
So the 26 verse 5 should be replaced by 26 verse 47.
主根据阶段就好,主根据阶段。 你们去分析,你们去归纳,耶稣为我所受的欺压,这个欺压是人家的侮辱啦,精神上的,和这个痛苦,你一条一条列出来,但是要分你两类,两类一个是欺压,欺压是侮辱啦,人家侮辱啦,打压啦,一个是痛苦,痛苦是包括肉体的,这个精神的。
So we take all the things that happened to Jesus in those verses and we try to separate them into two lists. And one of them is talking about his persecutions, for example, mockery, flogging, whipping, things like that. And the other one is physical sufferings.
因为这个范围不大，我怕你们能够很详细的去分析归类。
Because the boundaries here in these verses are small, so I hope you can in detail analyze for these things.
你就是能够详细地分析出来,你对主的态度,你对主的爱会比以前增加的。If
you can truly analyze and understand these things, then your attitude and your love towards Jesus will change.
现在看大B啊,主的工作面面观,我们现在是要看这个 主耶稣工作期间的各方面的表现。The
next section will cover in during Jesus' ministry in various aspects the salient features of his work.
第一是这个主耶稣的主要工作，他三年多啊，他主要的工作是什么？就是说他的时间到底用在哪一方面？First,
we want to cover what are the primary works of Jesus Christ? That is, what is his focus?
对这个时间的这个安排来说啊，包括那个价值的啊，最多时间应该是用在宣讲天国的福音。
If we look at his work in terms of length of time, the most time he spent was sharing with the people the gospel concerning the kingdom of God.
第二是医治各样的疾病。
Second is to spend time in healing, performing miracles.
第三是行各种的异能，神迹奇事。
Second is to heal all kinds of sickness, and third is to perform many wonders and miracles.
第四是训练门徒。
And the fourth amount of time that he spent is training his disciples.
第五是不住祷告。
Fifthly is to pray continuously.
主耶稣这个每天的时间的安排。就祷告的时间占相当多。
In any particular day of Jesus, the amount of time that he allotted for praying is considerable.
那么对这些我们下一节稍微解释。
And we'll touch on all five of these points in the next class.